corner of yours.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen.
It's
good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam. Hilchos Yibum v'Chalitza, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Zayin, Chapter 1, Law 17. With Hashem's help, we could finish the Perek today.
Now, the classes are up. It's a little tricky. You got to go to Nashim. And it's not on the it's on the website, but you got to go
regular website.
You go to Sota, and then when you get to the Sota thing, just go up to where it says Nashim. You know, it says Nashim, and then it says Sota.
Just for Rambam.
Yeah, for Rambam. If you want the Rambam,
about the Gemara.
Okay, we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay. That I got to get up too. That's a new class also. I'm going to get it up.
Okay, you've got the Mizraim text, I can't tell you. In the Mizraim text, page 22 and 23, right at the bottom. So yesterday we talked about a katan who does yibum or yibum. Now we're going to talk about a ketana who's the yavama. The chena yavama ha ketana. So too, if the widow who has to do the mitzvah yibum, she's a minor, meaning under bas mitzvah, right? Imratza hayavam liyavam osa. If the man wants to yibum with her, let's say he's an adult and she's a minor, miyavim, he can do yibum with her. That's not a problem. And we're not concerned. Now here would be a concern. Wait a minute. Let's say she's 9 years old. Now, do we know yet if this girl, this young girl, is going to grow up to be a normal, healthy woman who can have children?
Not aware.
Or maybe she'll grow up to be an islandess, a woman who can't have children. At 9 years old, do we have enough information, at least from physical, right? Physical appearance? No. So wait a minute. If she would grow up to be an islandess, would there be any mitzvah of yibum?
No.
Because there'd be no way you could set up any kids for them.
No.
So it comes out, if you know they're not going to be kids, the man had no business marrying his brother's wife. Because there's no mitzvah there. Right?
And then now that's Eshes Ish.
That's a problem.
Now that's a whole problem.
An Erva. Yes. Not Eshes Ish.
Okay,
not Eshes Ish.
Right.
He's dead. But it's an Erva. You can't marry your brother's sister, Stamazoi, unless in the context of Mitzvah Yibum.
Right.
But if she can't have kids, there's going to be no Mitzvah Yibum. So that's the Chiddush. Even though she's a minor, and there's a possibility she could be an islandess and not have kids, the Rambam saying we go after the majority of 9-year-old girls will go up to be able to have children. And therefore, he's allowed to do yibum with her. However, but he can't do chalitza with her until she grows up, and we check her out for the physical simanim to make sure she's actually a godola, an adult woman. And how do we know this? Because we say, we make a comparison, whatever laws apply to the man, apply to the woman. Meaning to say, just like the man has to be an ish, so the woman has to be an isha. Just like a man has to be over bar mitzvah, she has to be over bat mitzvah. And that's how it's able to work. Okay, so that's
so what happens if he doesn't want to do yibum with her, he can't do chalitza?
Well, it's not a major problem because she's not a very old woman.
I realize that.
So she just hangs around.
Well, she's in the...
Well, she'll wait.
In limbo?
If we go a little further. So she'll wait till she becomes bat mitzvah, and then he'll do chalitza with her.
So who's supporting her in the meantime?
That's a good question. Maybe the late husband's estate.
Yeah.
He has to support her anyway. The ksuv has to support her. Right? Vafilo nivala achar yud beis shana. Even if she has intimacy after 12 years.
After okay. She's 12.
She's 12 years,
not waiting.
But we haven't checked. We haven't checked her. Okay. Let's see, she's reached 12. Eina choletzes. We still cannot do chalitza. Why? Achetibadik, that we check her physically. So we still see that siman, that we know for sure she is an adult. For chalitza, we don't rely on the chazaka, but to do the yibum earlier, we assume that there's not a problem. Okay. Yuches. Kishem she'ein ha-yavam cholitz ad she'yaseish. Just like the yavam can't do chalitz until he becomes an adult male. Kachena yavam ha-choletzes ad she'tase isha gedola. She can't get the chalitz until she becomes an adult woman. Now, here's an interesting scenario. The yavam katan shabal yavam ketana. What if both the man and the woman are minors and he does yibum with her? And at the age of being minor. So what do we do with them? Well, it's not a problem. Yigdu, let them just grow up together. Zem, one with another. because he can't divorce her. A get of a katan's not a get, right? Can't do chalitza. So then just, and he already did yibum, so he might as well stick around with her. And then when he's over bar mitzvah and she's over bat mitzvah, so he wants to divorce her, he can divorce her. Right. And if he wants to do chalitza, chalitza. If he wants to stay married to her, he can stay married to her. Those are all the possibilities. Yutes. Okay, now there's another concern here. How quickly can you do the yibum with this woman now? Hayavama lo tisyabim velo tachlots achetamtim shishim yom chutz miyom amisu miyom ayibum miyom achalitza. The woman cannot, you cannot do yibum with this woman or chalitza until you wait 90 days plus the day of death of the first husband, plus the day of yibum or chalitza on the other end of the 90 days.
Yes,
just like we say when a woman whose husband dies or divorces her has to wait 90 days plus the one day on both ends. Same thing over here, kishar kol nashin, just like any other woman who's divorced or is a widow, because you can't do any erusin until you let this time pass. Because why? Because to know if she gets pregnant, to know if this will be a pregnancy from the first husband or from the second husband. Once you're waiting 90 days, then number one, she's going to show her pregnancy.
Yeah.
Or even not. But at least we'll know when she's going to have the baby. It's going to be pretty clear if it was a baby from the first man or from the second man. Right? So that's why you have to wait. So therefore, we're okay on that end if she waits that long. And it's a, and we have to know, this boy that's born, is he going to be, versus there's even more problems over here, as we'll see in a minute, because if she is going to be pregnant, have a kid, he had no business doing even with her anyway.
Right.
It's even a bigger problem. With a regular marriage, the problem is we don't know who the father is.
An erva.
Here, on top of the problem of that, if she indeed, if he marries her 2 weeks after the brother dies, and she has a kid later on, right, that could be the first man's son. And there was no mitzvah. It's an avera for the brother to be there. So therefore, we got to really be in the clear waiting the 92 days. Then you know she's not pregnant, she's not having a kid. Now, here's an interesting question. Okay, I understand you can't do yibum. Okay, but here's the question. Why can't he give her chalitza earlier? If he doesn't, let's say he doesn't plan on marrying her. I'm not going to come here. Let's give her chalitza the day
but
after.
He doesn't need to. It's a whole process because if she's had a kid.
But it doesn't matter. No, but even if he does a chalitza, it's no avera.
I realize that.
If he does a chalitza, he has a kid afterwards. Okay.
Maybe it's embarrassment. Yeah. Maybe it's
so the answer is very simple. He says, because she's not fit for yibum.
And therefore you're not fit for
yibum. And it says, here's the pasuk. If the man doesn't want to marry the woman, so only when he doesn't want to marry her, then they remove the shoe. So, but it has to be the possibility to marry. If there's not even a possibility, in other words, the pasuk saying, if he could have married her, and he chose to marry her, but now he chose not to, now there's a mitzvah chalitza. But if he never could marry her to begin with,
there's
no mitzvah chalitza. So therefore she has to be, so be'eshehi oilulim, she has to be capable of yibum to be with her, to be able to say, I don't want to do yibum. Chalitza is saying, I'm not going to do yibum. But that's only if you could be in the yibum category. So since she can't do yibum in the first 92 days, she can't do chalitza in the first 92 days.
If she was pregnant the first 90 days, he could not. There was never a chance.
But we don't know. But if it's 2 weeks later, we don't know if she's pregnant. So since we can't marry her, we can't do chalitza. So only be'eshe he oilim, only if she's capable of having yibum, then oil lechalitza is fit to do chalitza. Because man she ain't oil yibum, and if any time when she's not fit for yibum, ain't oil lechalitza, she's not fit for chalitza as well. Now, what happens? What if he doesn't listen to the rabbis?
Oh, no.
He does yibum or chalitza within the 90 days. So, ho'il ve'eina mu'ber. Since we know, she's not pregnant right now, as far as we know, hareza niftara ve'eina tzricha klum. She is released and doesn't need anything else.
Wow.
Okay? In other words, the fact of the matter is, really he shouldn't have given her chalitza. But Lamaisa, he did give her chalitza. So we're going to say it's not a good chalitza? At the end of the day, it is a good chalitza. And the Yibum, you know, we'll see. And this halacha is assuming that nothing materialized afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in other words, we see 90 days later, she's not pregnant. Okay. In other words, the guy did not heed the rabbis. Rabbi says, you better wait 90 days. Well, I don't know, I don't want to. So he does either Yibum, so let's look up both scenarios. He does Yibum 2 weeks later. Okay, he shouldn't have done it, it was a bad thing. Took a big risk. But we look, 3 months later, she's not pregnant. So what would you say? The end
it's
of the retroactively, the Yibum even. Yibum. The Yibum was good.
Yeah.
And if you gave her chalitza, the chalitza good. Right. That's all if she doesn't have a kid. But now the next halach is going to tell us he didn't listen and she does get pregnant.
Oh,
now we got to see what happens.
Chav.
Hachol, it's Liyavimto. Let's say the guy gives chalitza to his Yivama within the 3 months, and at the beginning he didn't tell that she was pregnant right away. Vinimtis Muber, so then we found out she was pregnant, Violada, and she gave birth to a child. So let's think for a minute. Was she supposed to get a chalitza?
No.
Not at all. Okay. So now, imhoya valot shel kaima. If the kid lived, so what does it come out? Here's going to be, so is it going to be considered as if she got a chalitza or not?
No.
Really? What if a man goes over to a woman out of the blue and just says, I'm giving you a chalitza?
Meaningless.
Nothing. It's only a chalitza. Now remember, what's the, okay, if she wants to marry a kohen later.
Right. Yes.
So the guy gave her a chalitza within the 90 days. Comes out, she has a kid. So it's now when we look back 90 days later, or when she has the kid rather, when she has the kid, we look back at that act of chalitza. It's like she never had a chalitza. And therefore, umuteris lakuna, she could marry a kohen, because umuter because more than that, she's allowed to marry this guy's relatives. Remember, a man who gives a woman chalitza, she's not allowed to marry his relatives, because like he's divorced her, remember? But if he gave her a chalitza that wasn't supposed to be, then it could turn around, now she had the kid, so she could turn around and marry one of these guys' relatives, because he never gave her a chalitza, so that's okay. But what about on the other hand? She was pregnant, but vimhi pila, what if she miscarried? And we don't know if it went enough months. We don't know all those scenarios, right? So, Oshlo, Shah, Shloshim, Yomach, Shinal, or the kid didn't last 30 days after it was born. All these scenarios. So now it's big doubts. We're not sure if there was a viable vlad or not. We're not sure if there was a mitzvah or not.
Right.
So, he now has to go back and give her a chalitza. Who, Oech and Oech of him, or one of the brothers? Why? Because Shechalitza Samuberes ain't a chalitza. Because if you gave chalitza to an actual pregnant woman, that's not considered a chalitza. Ubiya Samuberes, and if you have intimacy with a muberes, ain't a yibum, is not yibum.
Wow.
And it's all based on psukim, it says, because the whole myth is if there is no kid. You gotta make sure that he can't have the possibility of a kid, means she's not pregnant. But if she does have the kid, well then, you know, you weren't supposed to make the chalitza, and you weren't supposed to give them, and they're rendered invalid. So if she was pregnant retroactively, the chalitza was nothing. If there's no kid, well now there's, you know, he's got to make a chalitza, that works out, but you wouldn't do a yibum. Because there's a shiloh that maybe the kid was old enough and alive enough to be considered
so
he did leave
the
kid.
Like today, you just do chalitza.
So since we're not sure, we do the chalitza to be on the safe side. Okay. Chaf aleph. Lefika, therefore, let's apply what we see and apply it here. Hakoines, oh hacholetz liyavim tamuberes. Let's say the guy did do yibum or did give chalitza to his yavama who was pregnant. So there's all these doubts. Lotinaseit saras. You can't marry her rival wife at that point. Achetelotzo until she gives birth to a kid. She ain't have vlad matir acheyesaviron because the baby only will allow him to say that nothing really happened until he comes out into the world.
Yeah.
Then we know there's a kid, and then we know the chalitza wasn't anything, and we know the bia wasn't anything.
So he can marry the co-wife.
Then he can marry the co-wife because there never was anything there at all.
Right.
Okay, so that's how that works. Chafes, hakoines. Okay, so let's again one more. Now here it gets a worse scenario. Now hakoines is yivim. Let's say the guy did yibum with her, v'nimtzus muberes, and we find out that she's pregnant. Now, right at that point, what do we do right now from the pregnancy until she gives birth to the kid? Now, could we say, well, just let him continue living with her?
No.
Because what it's going to be is she's going to have a real kid. that comes that the first Yibam was not allowed.
Right.
The first intimacy was totally usur.
Yes.
And you wouldn't want to continue that by having the guy continue to be with her.
Right.
So what do we do? Mafrishna. So we separate them right away. As soon as we find, you didn't listen to us to begin with. We told you to wait 92 days. You didn't wait 92 days. Now she's pregnant. So I said, okay, well, you know, no, we have to see. So you got to separate and let's see what happens. Now, umamtin, we wait. So now, im hipila, if she miscarries, okay, then he didn't do anything usur at the time. Yachzer yikayim, he has to repeat it, because remember, a yibum on a pregnant woman is not considered a yibum.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's okay. Or if he wants to give her a chalitza, whatever he wants to do then, but obviously the yibum, he probably wants to be with her. But what if im yolda? What if she gave birth, complete 9 months, full term, everything? Afilu meis b'yom shel, even though he dies on the day he was born, but it doesn't matter, it was a full term baby. So what happened? He never was allowed to do yibum with her. He was transgressing the aver of living with a woman who's an erva to him. So reza motzia beget. The only option is he's got to give her a divorce. Why? For the fact he did bia with her. Because the kedushin was tofates. But still, but also, the cholet has to give chalitza rabbinically, okay, to cover the other end because there was no kid. Then she can marry somebody else.
Wow.
That's how far it has to go. However, because it still was doubtful, because he died right away the day he died. But what if the baby lives for 30 days? So there's no doubt in it. This for sure was a kid. For sure the whole thing was totally usur. And Harezev Lat Shal Kayama, that is a for sure living kid, even if he dies afterwards. And it comes out there was, we know for sure that he wasn't supposed to be none. So now, there was, so then, the Eino Tshrichim get, she doesn't need a get from him.
Because
she erva, she was an erva, for sure an erva.
There's no
for sure Isser Ashes Ish, nothing grabbed down, and that's the way it's gonna end. Now, let's keep going now. Chav Gimel, one more scenario. What if, again, same idea, he did Yibum, but Yolda La'achar Shisha Chadosh Mishinis Yavna. So now the worst possible scenario.
Oh,
the guy did not wait the 92 days. He went and did Yibum with her. She gives birth 6 months afterwards to a Vlad Shel Kayoma, to a completely healthy living child. So now what's our doubt now?
So is it a 6 or 9 month baby?
Yes, is it a doubt that it was a full term baby from the first husband?
Or
is it a 7 month term from the first husband? From the second husband. Okay, so let's take a look at all the scenarios here. Hareza Vlad Safik im ben Tisha L'Rishon. Let's look at the kid. We're doubtful if he's a 9 month full term from the first husband, 7 month short term from the second husband. Now, Lafikach, so on the side that he was a child of the first husband, the second man cannot be married to her. Because this whole thing was usur, and there's no mitzvah to be married to her. So, Lafikach, therefore, Yotzi beget, he has to give her a get, number one. Because, why a get? Because maybe on the other hand, she really was married to this second guy. We don't know. So on the side that she was married to the first guy, he can't stay with her anymore. But maybe it was from the second guy. So give a get to cover her off regarding the second guy. Now what about the kid? Is the kid a mamzer?
No.
The answer is no. Vavlad kosher. Kid's kosher. You know why? Because either way you look at it, he's a kosher kid. Why? If let's say the kid came from the first father, then for sure he's okay. The fact that a wife did something wrong afterwards doesn't affect the first kid. If she's the wife of the second man, it's also good because that means it wasn't from the first husband and there really was a mitzvah of Yibum. So either way, the kid's a kosher kid. Now he may not, we call him up to the Torah, we're not sure which father he's Ben who, we don't know. Okay, that's already going to be a Shaila. But one thing we know for sure, he's a kosher,
Ben-Avram.
He's a kosher kid. Either way, he's a kosher kid. Now, what happens now? So now the kid was born, okay? And obviously, the problem now being, he had to give her a get. What if he didn't? So now the guy just stays, lives with her, even after she has the kid.
Now we have a problem.
Now what's gonna happen? They have kids. Again. After the first kid is born, and we said, listen, buddy, you better divorce your wife. You can't be with her anymore. He says, well, I'm not gonna, I'm gonna go live with her some more. lose her some more, and now she's to have another kid post the first kid that's born. So now we have problems. Habonim shiavo achrof sveik mamzerim. The kids who are born after are suffolk mamzers, because we still have that same suffolk. Was the first relationship with the second husband and this wife, was it a kosher relationship or not? Was this baby, the first baby from the first husband or not? If the baby, the first baby is from the first husband, that means the second husband is not supposed to marry her at all. And now that they're having a kid, for sure is from the second husband now.
Right, that's true.
And now we don't know if he's supposed to be married her. It's on the side that he wasn't married, it's for sure a mom. So we don't know. Maybe
well,
it was
like,
okay.
Moms is only if you have a woman.
No,
a
forbidden. No, forbidden from erva.
Just
erva, which includes Eishes Eishes, not limited to Eishes Eishes, an erva. So if he was not allowed to marry her, it also would make them clearly mamzerim, and therefore it's suffolk mamzerim. Better not to do so. Best thing is always listen to rabbis. Wait 92 days.
You
don't have to worry. Okay.